Late near Temple Bar, a frolic we hear, which many brisk fellows did put in much fear. 10 lasses at Strand did take it in hand, in seaman's disguise, for to press and command 20 tailors. Moll Nelly and Sue, with Nancate and Prue, their hangers put on with the rest of the crew, and so straight they went about their intent, to ferret them out of the garrets they meant, all the tailors. But as they did go along the back row, they met with a snipper that well they did know. Moll starts from the rest and cries, "Friend, ye're pressed." He let fall his cabbage and cried by his list, "I'm a tailor." A tailor, foresee, he never can fit be. He's the 9th of a man, then pray set me free. But this blind excuse, nor the price of his goose, did not then prevail, for, says Kate, there's much use for a tailor. Though it's plain he's no man, yet stitch well he can. There's need on at sea, then, you rascal, come on. Then, trembling full low, himself he did throw at their feet, and did beg that they pity would show to a tailor. Pray pity my tears and my bodkin and shears, with all the good cabbage I've stole many years. Talk not of the sea, I pray set me free, for when did you hear that to fight did agree with the tailor? But nothing availed, away he was hailed, nor long of more tailors this buxom crew failed. 6 more they did seize at small beer and cheese, for well out of cucumber time that agrees with the tailors. At sight of this crew, some fainted, some flew. The room it was scented, but all would not do. "You scoundrels," quoth Nell, "date you to rebel? Come along," and with that, they to cuddling fell of the tailors. They cried out full sore, they had children sore, and wives to maintain both, quote Molly, give o'er. 'Tis better be brave than sit like a slave, cross-legged on a shopboard, but the sorrow gave to the tailors. These once away sent, to the garrets they went, and though they saw none yet to search, they were bent, and feeling it shreds, they found out their beds, in hell then for dear, were hid in the heads of the tailors. Then out from the rags a tailor each drags, "Oh, come by the heels and some by the crags," and cried out, "Away, ye rascals, to see, fight for king and queen." But this did not agree with the tailors. Thus 8 more they got to make up the shot. Cries Sue in the chimney, "As yet we looked not." This made them look there, when strid on the a cock-horse were riding, 3 half-dead with fear of the tailors. These being thus pressed, they looked for the rest, and quickly they pulled them all out of their nest, compelled them to go with kick and with blow. Some cried and some pissed, and yet all would not for the tailors. They stood not to choose, nor none did refuse. Monsieur Shauna Morgan antique they did and more in the trap these females did snap, until they the 20 had fairly made up of all tailors.